Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
For hunters, Prem Meat specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump today fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after disappointing jobs numbers, accusing Commissioner Erica McIntyre of faking statistics to support Democrats.
She came out with these beautiful numbers trying to get somebody else elected. Then right after the election, I think on the 15th, November 15th, she had an $800,000 or $900,000 massive reduction. Said she made a mistake.
May and June combined showing 258,000 fewer jobs than previously reported. President Trump posted on social media today that he ordered two U.S. submarines to be positioned off Russia in response to what he called highly provocative statements made by Russian official Dmitry Medvedev. Police in western Montana searching for 45-year-old Michael Brown wanted in a shooting at a local bar that left at least four people dead. And a $15,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Austin Robert Drummond, the suspect in the deaths of four people in Lake County, Tennessee. This is ABC News. Smoke from Canada wildfires has moved into the nation's midsection. The hazy skies will be the backdrop for Chicago's annual music festival.
Lollapalooza, Chicago's annual three-day music festival beside Lake Michigan and Grant Park, kicking off on Friday with a lot of excited fans.
I've done like Coachella, Made in America, Rolling Loud, all that, but Lolla has been on the bucket list.
But Lolla comes with a warning this year. With more than 650 wildfires burning across Canada, smoke has been drifting south, creating a haze covering the Chicago skyline. The EPA is listed an air quality alert for Chicago, urging those with respiratory issues and kids with asthma to stay inside. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting announced today that it's taking steps to shut down. The agency was defunded by Congress a few weeks ago, and no future funding is earmarked. The closure affects local public radio and TV stations in rural areas across the country who will have to cope with less funding. Dave Packer, ABC News.
You are invited to join the fun at Johnson Tractor's Richland Center Open House, Friday, August 8th from 10 to 2. They'll be firing up the grill, rolling out the equipment, and celebrating with the local community. Guests can enjoy a free lunch, check out the latest in equipment and technology, and connect with the team that keeps area farmers moving forward. It's all happening at Johnson Tractor in Richland Center. Don't miss it. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a wonderful start to your weekend. Air quality issues will persist through this weekend. An air quality alert is in effect until noon today, and that could be extended because of the particulates from wildfire smoke. It looks like there will be some improvement after this weekend, but for the next couple of days, we'll still have this haziness. And for those more sensitive to the particulates of the air, some breathing issues. Also, if you have allergies, it could be problematic. My son is 10 and a half, and all he wants to do is go out and shoot his basketball. He's been so miserable, though, the last couple of days, and my wife and I do our best to get him outside, around animals, other kinds of things, and that's certainly helped, but this smoke has really just put a damper on his enjoyment of being outside, so I'm really hoping that it moves out sooner than later. Dry weather for the next 2 to 3 days, at least, with a surface high over the region. Today, up to 78 degrees, with a few clouds passing overhead early, no rain from those clouds. Dry otherwise with the hazy sunshine. Feeling comfortable. A light wind from the south. Tonight a hazy sky with a few clouds passing overhead after midnight and some areas of fog developing after midnight as well with lows around 52. Hazy sunshine on Sunday with some scattered clouds possible late in the day. Close to 80 for a high temperature with a light wind from the south southeast. And on Sunday night partly cloudy with some haze. A low around 56. Monday mostly sunny. Some haziness lingering. Highs around 81 degrees. I do see some improvement again early next week, with that smoke hopefully lifting north back into Canada. And late in the day on Monday, you might feel a little more humidity in the air as the wind picks up a bit from the south. Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, 83, and definitely more humid. There's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in our area on the afternoon and evening of Tuesday, but more likely now it appears Wednesday as a robust warm front pushes through. Showers and thunderstorms at times on Wednesday with some bouts of moderate rain possible, could have a quarter to a half inch. Highs around 86 and definitely muggy. And muggy on Thursday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and storms. Highs around 87. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a wonderful day.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We currently have some fog in the area, hazy, smoky conditions as well, and we're at 49, our morning low. The high yesterday, 79. No precipitation to report yesterday or today. Our record high, 100 from 1988. The record low from 1965, 44. 1 year ago, 88 the high, 68 the low. We'll have sunset today at 8:23, sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:53. The air is calm, the barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.33, and as mentioned, no precip to report. Yesterday's high 79, our current temperature is our morning low, we're at 49 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Blake Perkins hit his first two home runs of the season and drove in three runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Washington Nationals last night in D.C. 16-9. William Contreras homered as part of a five-hit night, and Andrew Vaughn went deep for the sixth time in 17 games with Milwaukee, which finished with a season-high 25 hits on the night. All nine offensive starters had at least one hit and one run for the Brewers, who have now won 16 of their last 20. Paul DeJong homered in the third inning for Washington, which is a season-high tying 21 games under 500. The Nationals trailed 16-4 before a five-run ninth inning. Today's matchup, the Brewers will send Brandon Woodruff 2-0 on the year to the hill. He'll face off against the Nationals' Jake Irvin. The Cubbies keep winning as well. Other finals from last night, Interleague, the Cubs over Baltimore 1-0. Philadelphia edged Detroit 5-4. The Dodgers shut out Tampa Bay 5-0. The Yankees, well, they continue to lose. This one was a close one. Miami 13, the Yankees 12, the Athletics a 5-1 win over Arizona. American League Finals, KC down Toronto 9-3, Boston doubled up on Houston 2-1, it was Cleveland 3, Minnesota 2, the Chi Sox 6, the Angels 3, and Seattle 1 better than Texas 4-3. And Senior Circuit Finals, besides the Brewers picking up that win, Cincinnati edged Atlanta 3-2, San Fran a 4-3 win over the Mets, Colorado 17, Pittsburgh 16, and San Diego over St. Louis 4-1. Due to the Canadian wildfire smoke filtering into southwest Wisconsin, the air quality alert has been extended through noon today. Otherwise, thinning smoke as we move into the afternoon hours, then more sun with a high temperature near 80. Mostly clear, patchy fog possible tonight, will drop down to 51. Sunday, mostly sunny and comfortable, a high of 80. Bluer skies, scattered clouds on Monday, maybe a shower late in the day, a high of 82. Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer, and a high of 86. Thursday, hot and humid with mixed skies and maybe a thunderstorm by midday with a high of 88 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
With a downtown view, but she's seen enough. She's making plans to get away down a two-lane road to a quiet place, a dot on the map. Her suitcase is packed. She's heard about a town in West Virginia. She loved the name, but she's never been there. She's on the road to romance. In her heart she knows it's time to take a chance. She's headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, she's on the road to romance. With the radio playing, she drives all night. Just before the West Virginia line, she pulls off the road. She walks into a small cafe, sits down at the counter to take a break. A suitcase in his hand, he asks, "Is the seat taken, ma'am? My car broke down, I was headed to a place in West Virginia. I love the name, but I've never been. Time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on the road to romance. They were both looking for a chance. It's time to take a chance. They're headed south, Highway 85, as fast as that Mustang will drive. With hope, a prayer, and a plan, they're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance. They're on the road to romance.
I know she's talking about Romance, West Virginia, but have you ever seen how many roads go to Romance, Wisconsin? Yeah, travel up towards La Crosse area, and you will definitely see about 8 or 9 different ways to get to Romance. Oh, if I only knew that in my youth, right? 614, we're at 49 on the old Wirtz floor and home thermometer. We're looking for a haze today, and because of that, there's an air quality alert for our area until noontime today. Here's Vince Gill with his classic High Lonesome Sound.
Yeah, my soul is lonely.
13 minutes, we'll have a news, weather, and sports update from the WRCO News team that gets underway at 6:30 this morning. 6:17 is the time, 49, foggy, hazy, smoky degrees. We're going to top off today in the upper 70s. We may even see 80. If we get by that air quality alert, going to be a nice day. Here's Clint Black.
Maybe I took for granted you'd be around to pick me up on my way down. I thought my feet were planted firmly on the ground till one day my whole world came unwound. Like a ball of yarn kept neatly on a spool, you held the life together of this broken-hearted fool. And what once was the exception now seems to be the rule. And there's a burning question, a fire in my mind. You always had the answers, the ones I couldn't find. So all I'm asking is where are you now? By the time would sell me, I'd take it all, if only you'd be back around. A bit of time should spell me, I might take the call, but there's no way of knowing where I'm bound. So here it comes, another finest I've gotten to. If I knew which way to turn, I'd still turn to you. So if everything is said and done, what am I supposed to do? That's the burning question.
Summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hey folks, we hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Sunshine, wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Skip. Yeah.
Fargo's probably best known hit. One of the top ones anyway, the happiest girl in the whole USA. 627 as we journey to the bottom of the old hour for a news update. Zoggy, thanks for joining us today. Here's one for you.
They took the whole Indian nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life, tomahawk and bows and knives.
Good morning, 6:30 time for a news update. There's an air quality alert until noontime today. A few clouds passing overhead early, otherwise hazy sunshine because of the wildfire smoke filtering in from Canada. High today of 78. Tonight, a hazy sky, a few clouds, comfortable 52 for a low. We may see areas of fog during the overnight, and we'll wake up to some hazy sunshine and fog tomorrow. Clouds throughout the day, pleasant weather aside from the smokiness, with a high temperature tomorrow near 80. We do have that hazy smoke hanging around. The fog has lifted for the most part, and the worst floor and home thermometer is showing our morning low. It's 49 degrees. Our news update is on the way next.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kroska Park and Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace.
Good morning with news on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources extended its air quality advisory through noon today. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin's surface air quality over the next several days. Conditions have improved since Thursday as a pocket of cleaner air has infiltrated the widespread blanket of dense smoke across eastern Wisconsin. However, a mix of unhealthy for sensitive groups AQI and unhealthy AQI is still expected today, with locations farther north more likely to see heavier smoke. Continued gradual improvement is currently anticipated heading into the weekend, but unhealthy for sensitive groups air quality to unhealthy air quality will remain possible. For more information, you can visit airquality.wi.gov. Two Wisconsinites have now died from a rare tick-borne Powassan virus this year. Officials at the Department of Health Services confirmed to Civic Media that two people have died from the virus and at least eight others have been hospitalized. Melissa Kay explains what it is and how it spread.
We know black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, are responsible for spreading Lyme disease, but they're also the culprits behind the recent confirmed cases of Powassan virus in our state. The symptoms are similar to viral encephalitis or inflammation of the brain.
Fevers and headaches and malaise, not eating, not drinking, not communicating. So basically brain on fire symptoms.
That's Dr. James Thatcher. He's a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He said that while the virus is rare, the severity is alarming. If you've received a tick bite and develop any symptoms, you should let your loved ones know and seek medical care immediately.
If you're not well, you should really make sure you're in communication with family if you're alone, and make sure that someone's checking on you. My biggest concern with viral encephalitis is dehydration.
Dr. Thatcher said the best way to protect yourself is to prevent bites in the first place. You can use chemicals like DEET, but natural alternatives also work.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, clove that help repel ticks, but also the other bugs.
That's Civic Media's Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers isn't ready to make a decision on a bill that would allow app-based workers to access company-offered benefits. The governor was asked about the portable benefits bill on Tuesday during the Manitowoc stop of his ice cream tour around Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I have not taken a position on it, so when it gets to my desk, we'll take a look at it.
A press conference at the Capitol this week with state lawmakers and delivery drivers urged Evers to sign the bill, which passed both chambers of the legislature several weeks ago. Jake's and Jenny's Youth Outdoor Day is being held today from 10 until 2 at the Richland Center Archery Club. The Scenic Hills National Wild Turkey Federation, along with the Richland Center Archery Club, is hosting the free event for youth 17 and under. Equipment will be provided for activities that include archery and gun shooting, blood trailing, shed horn finding, axe throwing, and fish casting. There will also be speakers and prizes at the event. Registration runs from 9:30 until 10. A lunch will be served at noon. The Richland Center Archery Club is located at 25561 Moores Path Lane, Richland Center. There are no requirements to take part in this event. And it's not Woodstock, it's Woodmanstock at Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 being held today at Woodman Park in Woodman. The annual event features a wide variety of local artists performing rock, country, blues, and more. Roddy Dahl is one of the performers and an organizer of the event.
It's growing every year, and so this year we have about 30 different musicians, and they're either part of groups or soloists or something, and we have more people asked to participate all the time. So it's one of those things where each band doesn't get to play an hour, for instance, because it's a one-day event, so we try to pack everybody into the time constraint that we're faced with. But it's the fact that each musician there gets to play some of their favorite things for charity, and it's also a reunion, you know, of all the musicians. So they get to talk to each other, maybe musicians they haven't seen in 5 years or 10 years or maybe even in a year or so, because a lot of these musicians still play out and a lot of them are retired.
The opening act will be Monty Berger this morning at 10:30. You can find a schedule of performance times in the discussion section of the Rock and Roll Reunion Facebook events page. Just like previous years, proceeds from this year's event will go to a worthy cause.
We started Rock and Roll Reunion in 2010 as kind of a memorabilia concert for our Richland Center musician, Dale Kidd. And Dale was really good about raising money for some children's charities on his own. So when he passed away in 2009, we held the first Rock and Roll Reunion and raised money for his charity. Since that time, all of the Rock and Roll Reunions have raised money for a different charity or a cause every year. And some of those causes have been veterans' memorials. I think we've raised for two or three veterans' memorials. We've done for hospice. We've done for first responders. We've done for mental health, you know, the treatment of mental health. And last year, we raised money for about 24 local families that were dealing with cancer. This year, we're raising money for autism. One of the musicians that played last year had mentioned at the end of last year's event that he had a child with autism and wondered if we could make that our cause for this year, and that's what we're doing.
Roddy Dahl says that money raised for this year's cause will come from items sold at the event.
We have shirts for sale. That's how we raise the money that we give away every year. It's a free event, and it's a family-friendly event. You can bring your own beverages. We serve non-alcoholic beverages, and we serve burgers and hot dogs and chips and, you know, your basic lunch foods there. So it's the food and the t-shirts that actually raise the money for the cause. The t-shirts are $20 a piece, and they are different every year and say something about the cause that we're working with that particular year.
There is no cover charge, and all ages are welcome to the Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 this morning, starting at 10:30 at the Woodman Village Park in Woodman.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Due to the Canadian wildfire smoke filtering into southwest Wisconsin, the air quality alert has been extended through noon today. Otherwise, thinning smoke as we move into the afternoon hours, then more sun with a high temperature near 80. Mostly clear, patchy fog possible tonight will drop down to 51. Sunday, mostly sunny and comfortable, a high of 80. Bluer skies, scattered clouds on Monday, maybe a shower late in the day, a high of 82. Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer and a high of 86. Thursday, hot and humid with mixed skies and maybe a thunderstorm by midday with a high of 88 degrees.
The circus is coming to town. Step right up, Richland Center. Thanks to the sponsorship of Southwest Partners Incorporated, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is rolling into Richland Center's North Park on Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th. Catch one of four amazing shows, Sunday at 2 and 4:30, Monday at 5 and 7:30. This is a real one-ring, big-top circus experience, celebrating 40 years of thrills, laughs, and family fun. See Big Cats with Trey Key, Ariel Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil Duo on the tightrope, and Wheel of Destiny, the high-energy Macias family, and everyone's favorite clown, Leo Action. Save money with advanced tickets at local spots like Napa Auto and Truck Parts and Kelly's Coffee. Find all the details at cmcircus.com or follow Culpeper and Merriweather Circus on Facebook.
Good morning, sports time for your Saturday, brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Good morning with a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. I'm Adam Hess. Night League home talent regular season finals from earlier this week. Thursday games, Belleville defeated Ridgeway 9-3. Schulzburg Benton shut out Hollandale 7-0. Same score, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb over Argyle 7-0. Dodgeville a 6-2 win over Wisconsin Dells. Casanova over Sauk Prairie 10-5. And Arena's Night League team with a 1-0 win over Reedsburg. Home Talent Sunday baseball playoff action continues this weekend on the radio. And with more, here's WRCO's Phil Nee.
Arena with a Sunday League Home Talent baseball game, a second round game, and a matchup at Blanchardville. Manager Nick Larson said it was a total team effort last week in the win against Hollandale.
Yeah, that was really fun, Phil. It was, we got after them, fell behind early, and we had a chance to tie it back up, but it took us a couple innings to get things going, and we had everybody down through the lineup contributed, whether it was base running or stolen bases, courtesy running, big hits, a couple timely steals. It was fun. It just kind of showed what that team's all about.
So Arena plays in Blanchardville this weekend, and I asked Nick about their opponent.
Blanchardville is going to come out strong. They got some good pitching. They got some real good sticks in the lineup. We were kind of in a little midseason funk there when we got them at home. We kind of came off that tough loss against Argyle and then kind of maybe had our tails between our legs a little bit, and they definitely got after us. But I think we're looking to get a little revenge on them and hopefully come away with the win.
Blanchardville manager Larry Schlem talked to me about Arena.
I think they had a bad day the time we played them, but I know they can hit. They have good pitching. They're solid. They were really good at the beginning, and we were bad at the beginning. I think we caught them on an off day. So I expect them to be much better, much more ready to go. And I don't think they appreciated how they played that day. I expect them to be ready to go.
The game at Blanchardville can be heard Sunday on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, a pregame time at 12:45. I am Phil Nee.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Blake Perkins hit his first two home runs of the season and drove in three runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Washington Nationals last night in D.C. 16-9. William Contreras homered as part of a five-hit night, and Andrew Vaughn went deep for the sixth time in 17 games with Milwaukee, which finished with a season-high 25 hits on the night. All nine offensive starters had at least one hit and one run for the Brewers, who have now won 16 of their last 20. Paul DeJong homered in the third inning for Washington, which is a season-high tying 21 games under 500. The Nationals trailed 16-4 before a five-run ninth inning. Today's matchup, the Brewers will send Brandon Woodruff 2-0 on the year to the hill. He'll face off against the Nationals' Jake Irvin. The Cubbies keep winning as well. Other finals from last night, Interleague, the Cubs over Baltimore 1-0. Philadelphia edged Detroit 5-4. The Dodgers shut out Tampa Bay 5-0. The Yankees, well, they continue to lose. This one was a close one. Miami 13, the Yankees 12. The Athletics a 5-1 win over Arizona. American League Finals, KC down Toronto 9-3. Boston doubled up on Houston 2-1. It was Cleveland 3, Minnesota 2. The Chi Sox 6, the Angels 3, and Seattle 1 better than Texas 4-3. And Senior Circuit Finals, besides the Brewers picking up that win, Cincinnati edged Atlanta 3-2, San Fran a 4-3 win over the Mets, Colorado 17, Pittsburgh 16, and San Diego over St. Louis 4-1.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. To
Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Of you slamming the door. I got served a piece of paper from breakfast that said, "You don't live here no more." And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. And the paper boy forgot me again. I should have stayed in bed asleep. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Well, my car broke down again right before we ran out of gas, and my voice is still ringing in my head. One more time. So I can sit in traffic all day. End up going home alone. All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
Yeah, all things considered, Yankee Gray, part of your Weekend Wake Up. How about the Brewers? A big win. Now, they've won 16 out of 20. They beat the Nationals last night 16-9. Yeah, way to go, crew.
Attention neighbors, your voice matters. Join Jefferson E. Davis, Wisconsin statewide election integrity coalition leader, for a town hall meeting to discuss this critically important topic right here in Richland Center. Come share your thoughts, ask questions, and learn how we can all work together to keep our elections fair and secure. The meeting is open to everyone at no cost. Let's make sure every vote counts. Don't miss this important conversation beginning at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, August 5th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. For more details, email goprc.chair@outlook.com or call area code 303-507-4430. Be heard, be involved. We'll see you at the town hall.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Get ready for Youth Archery Day this Saturday with the Scenic Hills Chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation and the Richland Center Archery Club. Registration is from 9:30 until 10 with archery gun shooting, blood trailing, axe throwing, shed horn finding, and fish catching from 10 until 2. Lunch is at noon and equipment is available for kids who need it. And don't miss the Hunting Heritage Guns and Bingo Night Friday, August 15th. For more information, call Jim Birch at 475-4963 or visit richlandcenterarchery.com.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
That's John Barry, What's in It for Me, at 6:55. Good morning, kids. We are taking you towards 7 o'clock. We'll have a news update from the ABC Radio Network.
Living on
friend was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way. Up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody
Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, to save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Good morning. Time for a news update from the ABC Network, brought to you by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream and a full menu of food, too. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.